Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 26, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as the harvest rolls on in Brazil, adding supplies to the global market. About 69% of the crop and the world's largest exporter of the oilseeds was harvested as of March 21st, according to consultancy AgriRule. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in an attaché report it now forecasts Brazilian soybean production at 157.5 million metric tons, up almost 5 million tons from the previous year. Corn futures were slightly lower in overnight trading as precipitation in Brazil is expected to help the second crop as it matures. Moisture in northern Brazil is improving, Commodity Weather Group said. That likely will limit stress to less than 20% of the country's corn and sugar areas. Rainfall in northern Brazil is forecast to taper off after midweek, though stress isn't expected to rebuild in the near term, the forecaster said. Still, moisture will slip in the next 11 to 15 days. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 4¾ cents to 12.04¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1.10 to $3.40.60 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.23 cent to 48.79 cents a pound. Corn futures fell a half cent to 437 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery were down a half cent to 554 and a half a bushel, and Kansas City futures dropped 5¾ cents to 583 and three quarters a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat for overseas delivery declined week to week, while bean assessments increased, according to data from USDA. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on March 21st fell to 1.23 million metric tons. That's down from 1.33 million a week earlier, and well ahead of the 688,379 tons that were assessed during the same week a year earlier. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery dropped to 315,395 tons from 394,479 the week prior. That's also down from the 403,877 tons inspected during the same week in 2023. Soybean inspections last week rose to 768,711 tons from 700,245 tons the previous week. Still, that's down from the 892,943 tons examined at the same point last year. Since the marketing year started on September 1st, the agency has inspected 24.4 million metric tons of corn for export, up from 18.3 million during the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September now stand at 36.6 million tons. That's well below the 45 million tons that were assessed during the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 14.2 million tons, down from 16.7 at this point in the year prior, USDA said in its report. In weather, blizzard warnings remain in effect in parts of east central Nebraska where snow is blowing and winds are gusting, according to the National Weather Service. Another inch of snow on top of what's already fallen is in the forecast. Winds will gust as high as 45 miles per hour. Roads will be slippery and blowing snow will reduce visibility, the agency said. In northern Minnesota, meanwhile, a winter storm warning will remain in effect until this evening. Mixed precipitation is expected with 4 inches of snow and a light glaze of ice in the forecast. Winds will gust up to 35 miles per hour. The most likely time for freezing rain is early this morning through about 10 a.m., the agency said. Additional accumulating snow is most likely late this morning through the afternoon.